Hashem already said, I won't get it. But he went to him, he saw with a good doctor. He went to him. Finally, he got his job by him. I said, he was bleeding inside. I said, that's why the blood, when he was soft like that, he couldn't pass it, you know. He was bleeding inside, so he went to him, got it all right. He said, go every day and look at him. The father said, he said, he's going to be a good young man. He's going to be all right. Look at that boy, a big fan, he can be there now. He's coming the wrong way, you know, but he's a big old boy. He's coming the wrong way, that this is really a hard thing. But he knew what he was doing, you know, he was a doctor, but he must have been a friendly doctor. He told what he did, then he died after that. And what you think he died with? The cancer. Well, I'm sorry when the poor man died, but he had a cancer, and he had all his fears up. He had to put a false face on when he got out. He had a false face to put on his long mustache or anything like that. He liked it that. So he had that on. He put that on. You couldn't tell him. You see, you couldn't walk into the street. I met him there again. Walk on the street. I said, my God, I said, Dr. Ford got a brain with a long mustache. But I ain't never told him that. You know, I used to talk, go away, I could talk with you. I don't know what the matter is, but very long mustache, he grew very fast. But I didn't know he had a false fear for him, so my wife used to go around and sell vegetable, mustard, and turnips, and cabbage, anything like that. So she'd go around to all the white people, she'd sell it to them, you know. But she had to go to, she'd go to the house, and she was the lady would tell her, a cook there, she would tell her, she said, Dr. Forrest, he's a bear, I said, he can't get over the bear. He got a cancer. Because my wife said, yeah. She said, well, I must have seen him at the bank. Well, so he said, yeah, that's a false face he got. He put it on that. And so he stayed there, suffered a while, then he died. He had two sons. Two boys, young men. One of them is a doctor. He was bad Jewish. Mm-hmm. One of them, he made a false too, just like his daddy.
Yeah. What was that gap you were talking about?
Over there? That's a gap. So go to my house, you know, I had corn plant back there. I had a gap there where I used to come to the house. I had been a gap there, you know, keep the horse so quiet in the back of the field.
Uh-huh. What type of soil do you have here?
Soil,
land.
Oh, sub-sand, rich. Sub-sand land, sub-black land, I ran on that. Black land, I went by the church, but it go the other way, higher land, good sandy land, you see. That's the difference in the land. You got black land, and all this backyard of my house, that stuff. Because when it rains, I want to rise, you know, up there to rise. You can't see the water on it. But back here, we want to come, go up the highest step. You'd be able to flood there. Because if you have school teachers, come there, you say, come here, my wife and stay. Wow. And you see school up there, we have, yeah, that was school house, but after they fixed that church up, we said, go ahead and have school, you know. Catechism, a different thing. But he used to come here and sit down and talk. I remember the time, it got a bad weather pattern. Bad, they had real water been high over there. Couldn't get out of the door. But they said, Lord, this is really funny. Cut back there, check out. I said, I'm going to get some. So I had a little ladder. I put my ladder down and just walk from the other side and let it hill over there. And get up on that hill and then walk. But finally, you know, the dust gets wet, but you couldn't pass through here. Too much water. But then she was a school teacher, Miss Ford. Every time something happened, the family was right there.